Come on.
2 Funky in here. Give me some air. Well, I got some air here at Radio Divergence 93.9 FM, the coolest radio station in the south of France. That's James Brown, of course, is 2 Funky in here live. That means on direct, just like the show today. In fact, this is on direct. I'm coming at you live. That means when I'm speaking on this microphone, you're hearing me right now. My name's Lawrence McGuire, and you're listening to Le Globe. That's right, Le Globe, and we have all kinds of strange things happening on Le Globe every Friday at 1:30, 13h30, chaque vendredi. And today, what do we have strange? Well, one thing we have strange is I'm here in here by myself. I'm putting out a call all across Montpellier pour les invités à l'émission Le Globe. Nous pouvons parler en français, anglais, franglais. We can speak in English, in French, as you wish. But I'm looking for guests who want to bring some music and talk. What do we like to talk about? I like to talk about politics and evil things like the BP oil spill. As you know, BP has had a drilling platform in the Gulf of Mexico, 1 mile under the surface of the ocean. They started drilling for oil, and they went about another mile into the crust of Mother Earth, and they made a big mistake. And now there's a volcano of oil coming in to the Gulf of Mexico as we speak. As we speak, the biggest environmental disaster in the United States, and who is to blame? That's the question, folks. Who is to blame? Is it you and I for using oil all the time? Hey, I walked here today. I took the tramway, but I did take a plane back to the United States a few weeks ago, so I'm guilty. BP is guilty. They had no solution prepared for this type of emergency. Mr. Obama, President of the United States, he's to blame. His administration allowed these people to drill where it was unsafe to drill, and they did not force them to do an environmental study. And of course, in fact, in the United States, the oil companies control a large part of the politics, and now we're seeing the result of that. They are destroying, as we speak, the environment of the Gulf of Mexico, the fishes and the shrimp and the clams, and also the poor people laying on the beach and having oil on their feet. And I hope that you go online and you can watch the oil coming out as it comes out. There's a live camera down there showing you the oil coming out, and they have found no solution. Now you say, why don't they just stop the well? Well, they can't, but maybe they could. Just maybe they're drilling an alternative well so they don't lose the oil. Because if they stop the oil right now without having a second well, they would never be allowed to drill there again, and they would lose 200 million barrels of oil, which is a lot of money. So there's money, and there's money, and there's money, and there's oil. Well, folks, that's what I'm going to talk about today and some other things. I'm going to talk about the Fête de la Musique. I'm going to talk about Le Globe, my shop up on Rue de la Carbonnerie. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I'm going to talk about whatever's in my head, do something pedagogical. But the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to stop talking, because I know you're already sick of hearing me speak. And I'm going to listen to Sly and the Family Stone.
Get better after a while, but I say no. The time is now, yeah. Freedom for, and not just for some. If you ever gonna come, love, love, right now. I heard somebody say it's gonna be all right after a while. So dark and dreary. Let my people go. Can't you see they're tired and weary? Love, love. Time is now. I don't want to leave you, but I gotta go. Yeah. We got to start loving love. Let's get an understanding. We are sisters and brothers.
Hey folks, I'm back. I'm Lawrence McGuire. You're listening to Le Globe, and that was talking a little bit about the civil rights movement, that song, talking about the time is now. It's interesting how he rhymed that. He rhymed after while with now, and you can see they're a very similar sound. People say, what's after while? See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Well, what is after a while? After a while means, I don't know. I'll see you in a few minutes. Nah, I'll see you in a few hours. Yes, I'll see you maybe in a couple of days. That's after a while. I was going to talk some more about this oil spill. People say, well, what's Obama doing? And Obama, in fact, as his administration, received a lot of money from BP as well as the other oil companies. And that can help explain why he was a little bit slow in trying to present an image of taking control of this. Of course, nobody can really take control of this because they don't have the technological ability to go down there and stop the oil coming out. So nobody can really take control. But in fact, Obama could have done a lot at the beginning in demanding BP be held responsible for everything. And he was a little slow on doing that because, of course, in general in the United States, the presidents answer not to the people, but to the corporate interest who have the money to pay for their elections. Now, I was in the United States a couple of weeks ago, and people have asked me, well, what's the situation there now? And well, there's kind of a lunatic right wing that sees Obama as some type of communist or socialist, which is ridiculous, but they don't, they're not very informed, and they don't see the money that he gets from the corporations, and they're very racist. So they are tapping in, if we could use an oil well metaphor, they are tapping in to this latent racism that's a part of the United States still, believe it or not, and has been always been part of the United States, a culture, and they are tapping into that racism partly, to claim Obama is some type of communist agent. Of course, Obama is an agent really, in my opinion, of Wall Street and big business, but he presents an image of being on the somewhat soft left. So sometimes the people on the right wing believe the image, but in fact, he is doing nothing to hurt big business, and he's doing a lot to hurt the working person in the United States. There's very high unemployment in the state where I'm from, which is North Carolina, more than 10% unemployment. Very few government programs have been started to help people who are unemployed. The money from the government is going to the big banks, the big insurance companies, the big pharmaceuticals. People say, well, didn't Obama do something about health insurance? And I say, not really. The bill that Obama helped to get passed through the U.S. Congress, in fact, was written by the pharmaceutical companies, and it's going to make the pharmaceutical companies and the insurance companies more money because people who don't have insurance currently will be forced to buy health insurance from a private company. What they did not do, they did not even talk about a French-style health insurance system. They did not talk about what we call single-payer health insurance in the United States. That was never even discussed by Obama, but in fact, that is what the majority of people want. We have something in the United States called Medicare, which is health insurance for people over 65, and so it would be easy to sell Medicare for everybody if a politician wanted to do that. But they don't want to do that because they get their money from the big insurance companies and the pharmaceutical companies, who are completely against having a government-run health insurance system like you have here in France, and which makes the French medical system the number one medical system in the world, which is one reason it's good to live here. Okay, well, folks, that's some more politics. I guess we need to go back to James Brown to let us return to a little bit of reality. Now, if you're not moving when you hear that song, then you're dead. Okay, so if you thought, that's kind of slow music, it kind of bores me, I'm not going to move anything. Hey, just go shoot yourself right now. I'm not joking. If you can't move to James Brown and live, then you can't move, man. That's too funky in here. Now, people sometimes ask me, students, you know, because I'm an English teacher, and they say, funky? What's funky mean? And I say, funky is a funky word. Funky means, funky can mean many things, but one thing funky used to mean was a certain smell, in fact, a funky smell. You know, like you're living with somebody, your roommate, right? And your roommate had his girlfriend over the night before, right? And you heard the walls move all night long and heard sounds like this. something like that on the wall all night long. And then the next morning, you walk in there to say hello, and you say, oh, man, it smells funky in here. That's kind of funky smell. So you hear James Brown say, it's too funky in here. He said, open up the window, give me some air. You know, he's kind of making a joke, too. So funky is a... Funky can is also like a course a groove, so kind of a great groove in music, and of course it became the basis of a type of music that we're going to hear in just a second. Now you may think that I'm just crazy, but in fact my name's Lawrence McGuire, and I am the owner manager of a bookstore and a language school and a music center and a cultural center up in the centre-ville de Montpellier. S'appelle Le Globe, deux rue de la Carbonnerie, proche de la préfecture, proche de le magasin en aiguillerie, s'appelle, comment on dit, Pomme de Renette, c'est la même rue de la Pomme de la Renette, c'est en face de la Heure Bleue, un café très connu. Anyway, that's the Globe. I hope you come by there and talk to me sometime. You're always welcome to come in and help me learn French, and I'll help you learn English, maybe, and talk about music and maybe buy some books. Anyway, that's who I am, and that's why the name of the show is Le Globe. It's Le Globe Cultural Center. And we're going to return to this funky idea because I love funky music and I love the bass lines on funky music. And we're going to go hear Funkadelic, and not just knee deep.
A beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah. Not just knee deep, she was totally deep when she did the freak with me.
Never missing a beat, yeah. Boy, was it neat, yeah.
The girl's a freak, the girl never misses a beat, yeah, yeah.
It didn't twerk, no.
It wasn't funky, no more.
That's Funkadelic, and that girl is a freak of the week. That's Funkadelic, and I'm Lawrence McGuire. You're listening to Radio Divergence, the coolest radio station in the south of France. That's right, folks. Radio Divergence, 93.9 FM on your radio dial. The name of this show is Le Globe. Freak is a strange word. There was a film, a famous American film back in the 30s called Freaks. And it was one of the first times that they actually used people who had birth defects. They were midgets. They didn't have arms. They were members of a circus, actually, that the director used. And the film was about the circus. And the name of the film was Freaks. And it's a very strange film. So one word of freak, one meaning of freak, I'm sorry, a meaning of freak is somebody who is not normal. And that's an unfortunate way to say things, but that's the way it means. And then you say, well, why does the funky music use the word freak all the time? Well, freak in the 60s became a word that could be, number one, a freak was a long-haired guy who smoked a lot of weed. That was a freak. And then in funky music, freak became a really, really good-looking woman who enjoyed her pleasure. And so it has a lot of meanings, and to freak out somebody would be when you make somebody scared or you get really paranoid and you say, man, I was at the stoplight and I was holding like 2 grams of weed and the cops came up behind me and, man, I was freaking out. But then I was lucky because they stopped the guy right in front of me and I just pulled around them and I was smiling. Freaking out would be like to be very paranoid. So freak is one of those American argot, slang words that's very difficult to translate, and you will hear it used in a lot of different ways. But just remember, it has its origins in being something abnormal, something very, very strange and abnormal. And if you ever want to see that film, Freaks, I hope you do. It's a very important film in U.S. film history. Well, we're going to go to something a little bit more groovy, a little bit more calm, we could say, and a little bit more loving. And that's going to be called A Rainy Night in Georgia.
Hovering by my suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rains are falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's all right. A rainy night in Georgia, such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I've wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and we just got to play the game. Boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Late at night, when it's hard to rest, I hold your picture to my chest, then I feel fine. I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's
It's a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. Kind of lonely, darling. It's raining all over the world.
Rainy night in Georgia. You know, I grew up about 15 miles from Georgia in North Carolina, and we used to go down to Georgia to buy beer because you couldn't buy beer in the county I grew up in. And they had a mobile home, believe it or not, right on the border between North Carolina and Georgia on the state line. And they divided this long mobile home in half. And on the northern half, the Georgia people would come up there and buy cigarettes because cigarettes were cheap in North Carolina because it's a tobacco state. And on the southern half of that mobile home, the people from North Carolina would come down and buy beer because it was illegal in the county, the North Carolina county, but it was legal there in Georgia. So we used to listen to this song on the way down to Georgia. Let's go to Georgia, we would say. That means let's go get some beer. We'd have to drive about 20 miles just to get a beer when I was in high school, but that was life. Now, that was a perfect voice for soul music, I think. That's Brooke Benton, Rainy Night in Georgia. And a couple of words there I could point out. He's going to pass some time in a boxcar. What's a boxcar? Boxcar is an empty car on a freight train. And when people ride the trains, that is when they ride illegally and they want to get on a freight train, they get in an open boxcar. So it's raining. So he gets in an open boxcar with his guitar, which I've done myself, and he wants to pass some time. And you say, well, what's the difference between passing time and spending time? Well, spending time means you're doing something. Like, I spent my time working this shitty job, and now I want to pass some time with my friends. So to pass the time has a more of the idea of being relaxed, and you're just having a good time, and you're just not working, definitely. You don't pass the time working. You spend your time working. Anyway, I love that song. Looks like we're getting close to the end of my 30 minutes, so I'm going to say goodbye before I do our last song, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Le Globe on 93.9 Radio Divergence, coolest radio station in the south of France, and my name's Lawrence McGuire. Hey, if you want to be a guest on my show, you can email me at blmcguire@hotmail.com, blmcguire@hotmail.com. That's me. That's my email. It's si tu veux être un si vous voulez être un invité avec l'émission Le Globe, please email me, and certainly we can do it. And we're going to hear one more song, and this is called On Broadway. Thank you very much. Thank you, my engineers. And I'll see everybody next week on Broadway.
They say the neon lights so bright on Broadway.
On Broadway.
They say there's always but when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter rubs right off and you know we're
on Broadway.
They say the girls are something else on Broadway.
On Broadway.
But looking at them,
on Broadway,
how you gonna make some time?